Okay, today is November 18th, 2017, and this is the new moon session, the next to the last new moon session for 2017. Wow. Okay, anybody want to say hi or state your intentions? It's okay if you don't.
I think I have about 5 minutes worth of intentions, so
go for it.
All right, I'm happy to rattle them off.
Okay.
I am embracing my personal power. The right ideas and words occur to me that create mutual empowerment in my relationships. I easily find myself using my power constructively. I easily find myself releasing old, useless baggage. I confidently find myself embracing change. I am gaining power by ceasing to blame others for my circumstance. The habit of constantly creating stress and crisis, as well as entering disastrous situations in my life, is totally lifted from me. I express my intensity in ways that are not threatening to others. I notice the intensity of others without taking it personally. I choose the high road of integrity. I am consistently filled with strength and make changes in my life that are in my overall best interest. I accept my own emotional depth. I no longer tend to be absorbed in the force field of others, nor get involved in power struggles. I consciously suspend judgment, criticism, and condemnation of self and others. Destructive urges are replaced with constructive action. I experience total healing in the digestive tract.
That's awesome. Everybody breathe into that. That's like a personal declaration, Carmen, and that is fabulous. And I think all of us could benefit from that. And I encourage you to take that as a personal declaration. And I am going to stamp my seal of approval right now.
Feels good to me. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Anybody else want to say hi and or state your intentions?
Hi, it's Susan and Soto and Joey.
Yay, welcome back.
Thank you, it's good to be back. Soto was so upset with me last month. Oh no, Soto, I did miss him. That's why you're so mad at me.
Soto was so upset with me last month?
With me, not with you.
Oh.
With me for missing you.
Oh.
Yep, by the time I thought to check on the new moon date, it had come and gone. I mean, I'm noticing, like, my life just seems to keep flying faster and faster.
Yes, and that's true of time right now. Totally true of time.
Okay.
And time and space. So it's, we need to actually, in fact, I think I'm going to add that as an intention to harmonize all of us with the new way of being in time and space, where we're in that flow and allowing every moment to just be as every moment is without fighting against it or vying for the clock. And you know, I'm just going to throw in there, if you guys have not seen the movie Arrival, I highly recommend it, because there are downloads in that movie about time and space. I got them, so I'm encouraging you, because you're on this call, and so you will get them too.
Okay. We'll check out that movie. I'm out of touch enough with movies. Is that one in theaters or one?
It's out of the theaters now.
For Netflix?
Yeah. Well, it's not on Netflix yet. It's one of those you have to pay on Amazon Prime still. But I recommend it. It's like, it's an alien movie unlike any other alien movie. It just gives to me an awareness of the way time, closer to the way time really is.
Okay. So, pay for it on Prime, it is.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Angela, and I'll say yes to everything that has already been said.
Yay.
And it was funny you're talking about time and space. Today I did readings, and there was a husband that had passed that came through, and apparently he has been gone for over 2 years. But on his end, he'd only been gone like 20 minutes. You know what I mean? It's just,
yes.
So it was just kind of interesting to try to relay the different experience. Of time versus how we view time. So that's kind of interesting. Let's see. So with that in mind, I would like to set the intention to connect with the collective wisdom. There's just some shifts and changes that are going on within me energetically and between worlds that I don't fully understand. And so I would like to tap into some of that wisdom. And I'd also like to share that I've found it interesting in the past week, just my personal experience with, I'll say, young people and also stories I've been hearing of just how tapped in they are to spirit, to themselves, to each other. I mean, it's like they're teaching each other how to communicate telepathically. I'm just amazed at where we are going as a species, I guess. And maybe bring some of that in, just the understanding of how connected we all are and how we are able to communicate with each other.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's interesting, this Susan again, on that thing about the time and the looking forward to the Arrival movie. I keep getting, no matter what form of meditation I'm doing, that something is coming soon, like a choice point for which direction we're going. And when I was asking Sotso what his input was for today, it was like his work to have everything ready for that choice point is almost done.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means in terms of time, I don't know. I know one of my guides understands me pretty well and said, no, we're not talking geologic time.
No. No, we're not.
But then, yeah, things are kind of flying fast. The intention to help everyone around the planet in whatever kind of body they're in, be in harmony with the physical and what the etheric is doing in the growth. So the physical can run into trouble with all this change happening fast on the etheric level.
Yes.
Mine had been.
Yes. Many of us have, and that's another thing I'll talk about in a minute. But yeah.
The other thing I've been getting is the importance of really knowing the divine within. So, yeah, I'd like to ask for that to go deeper for me and everyone who's willing.
Nice. Nice. So Sotso's intention was... I love it.
His intention was basically to help all sentient beings be ready for some kind of choice that's coming.
Yes.
A choice point to be made. He's been working with some preparation for it that's just about done, and so he wants help for everybody.
Nice.
In it.
How about Joey?
He just showed me images of New Earth.
I love these guys.
Me too. They're fun.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. And what's been showing up for me? Well, it's so much, actually. It's like shows up rapid fire, so it's kind of hard to actually put into words because it comes and goes so quickly. I know it's there, but how do I say it into words? Which brings me to the communication you were talking about, Angela. These kids' brains are wired differently because our evolution is bringing us back to, not back to meaning backwards, bringing us into remembrance of who we truly are as a species collective and as a planet and as a cosmos. And it is reminding us that language is simply that Tower of Babylon thing that they talked about in the Bible. It really isn't, it's really not what we imagine it to be. And when we come from a clear, open-hearted space of remembering that and remembering who we are, we understand one another no matter what language we speak. We listen. It's that deep inner listening that's being called for. And that responding from that place of this deep inner listening. And remembering the love that we have no matter what, whether we walk on two legs or four legs or fly or swim, or whether we're microscopic or whether we are rooted in the ground and appear not to move but have so much of a communication network that it's ridiculous how unseen we are at seeing it. So it's bringing us back to that place of connection, that remembrance of the divinity of who we are and the truth of who we are. And that also comes to the physical. Yes, the physical body has been suffering. And that is a misunderstanding, as all of this is, a misunderstanding. This misunderstanding is coming from this place of the fear of, you know, the concepts and the belief systems and the cultures and the science and the religion and all of the bubbles that we have that tell us this is the way life is. And they are like the blind men and the elephant, touching different parts of the elephant and describing what they're touching and declaring that is the absolute truth. And it is not the absolute truth. It is a glimmer, a perspective of the truth that we are trying to piece together in our psyches to bring us to this place of awareness where we remember the truth of our being. And that includes even at the cellular level, even at the physical level. When I am just being told that we are remembering our light bodies. We are remembering the essence of who we are, and it's scaring, quite frankly, here's the words, scaring the hell out of most people. But the point, the thing that's fascinating about those words is people are creating their own dynamic of hell from their fears around what it all means. So everybody's running around, running into walls, running into each other, clashing, conflicting. Actually, I'm reading a book right now called Collision with the Infinite. So it's an interesting word, this collision, because this is what everybody's doing. They're colliding with each other, colliding with atoms, colliding with cars, colliding with buildings, colliding with bombs, colliding with everything that they possibly can to distract them from the fears that are arising from their psyche and their subconscious that are not at all true. They're shadows, but they're shadows that simply need to be brought to the light because they're not meant to be feared. They are an aspect of being that is calling to be listened to, that is calling to be remembered, that is calling to be made whole. And so this is all the information that's coming through that's saying you are being made whole. And I'm going to share my prayer I probably already have with you guys, but I'm sharing it with you now because many of us have been saying, I'm ready, I'm ready. But we've been trying to dictate what we're ready for instead of just saying, I'm ready for all of it. And trusting that all of it is not going to be this big giant boulder that flattens us like a piece of cartoon paper. Funny part is cartoon papers come back to life. So if that's the worst of it, you come back to life. It's really bringing us to this place of I'm ready. And most people are saying, I'm ready. I'm ready. And now I'm saying, I'm ready. And I'm willing. How many of us are willing to do what is necessary? How many of us are willing to receive the truth of who we are and the truth of the cellular metabolism, the atomic being that we are, that goes way beyond atomic being because that's simply a linear understanding, but are willing to receive it. And then my prayer is, make me able. I am ready. I am willing. Make me able. And that comes back to able-bodied, able-minded, able-spirited. It just means, I am ready, I am willing now, make me able, because I know that not only is it possible, that we are all designed for that. We are all designed for that. And when we allow ourselves to step into that divine design, then the pains, hi Sojo, the pains come, but we can shake them off like rolling our scapulars or our wings in Sozo's place, and just rolling them off.
Oh, it's all dog stuff. Oh, your other baby.
What other baby?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had you muted. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Ay, 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 ay.
That's because I didn't mute anybody. I won't mute you unless it gets too loud. So it's really bringing us to this place of awareness where we actually step into, breathe into, live into our bodies in such a way that we let the light shine through us without a fear of being exploded or imploded. There is a fear at the cellular level that our bodies can't take it. And guess what? They can't take it if we think our bodies are containing it. But our bodies are not containing it. Our bodies are the vessel, the instrument, the temple that the wind, the spirit, the life blows through. So it's not about our bodies holding the cosmos in the skin and the tissue and the bones and the blood. It's all there, but it's not like we're holding it in there. It's the structure is designed in such a way that it is stable and it also allows the fluidity of the rhythm of life, the climate. Now, the climate makes me start getting congested, and that's part of the dynamic because we're messing with the climate. We put so many chemicals out into the air and into our water and into the earth and into our food that it's like we're trying to purify the earth, which is laughable, actually, if it weren't so sad. It is laughable. So it's about bringing us to this place of remembrance that this is all a misunderstanding and these are all just different aspects of ourselves out there doing things. And instead of throwing stones, casting stones or throwing arrows or shooting weapons, instead of doing that, we can just say thank you because these people that are doing these things that we judge as harmful, I'm not saying they're not, but if we judge them as harmful, this is their role in this whole greater scheme in our awakening. And I, for one, am saying thank you for doing this so I don't have to, because my soul said, no, I'm not signing up for that. I'm signing up for this. So I'm calling in all of our soul contracts in their pure form. And I'm just kind of handing them over to everybody and saying, here, here's your soul contract. All of these papers underneath, all of these amendments, they're not your soul contract. They're misunderstandings. We're throwing them away. We're nullifying them. We're calling this a new beginning. It is a new moon. Calling this a new beginning. An interesting part for me is, as I say that, is today is the first new moon of year 8. Because we began these in October 7 years ago. So today is the 8th cycle. So this is going into a new cycle, a new rhythm, a new way of being, even greater than we have initiated all of these years through every new moon. Wow, that's really nice. Thank you. And so now I'm feeling the head, it's like I'm holding my hands on the head, like there's so much pain, it's so full of all of this stuff that it's trying to sort out and figure out. And I laugh at myself as I'm saying that because my house is a mess because I have stuff pulled out of every closet everywhere just trying to go through it. So it's like, just clean it out already, get it out of here. So it's like in the head, we have so much congestion. And this congestion is congestion of thoughts, congestion of unexpressed emotions, congestion of unexpressed words, of unexpressed love, of unexpressed anger. It's just this congestion of all of this stuff we've been hoarding in our heads and trying to sort out and circulate. And it's like I just want to crack open all of our heads and let it all spill out. Like a Salvador Dali painting. Let's just let it all spill out. And as it does, I can see that melted clock. That can go with it too, because time is not at all what we imagine it to be. And we make it, we blame time. Time is our enemy. We make it our enemy. It is not our enemy. It is our ally. It is our friend. It is our partner in this all of creation. Every aspect of this life is our partner if we're willing to partner with it. So that's the harmonizing, the dance, the rhythm, bringing into partnership, bringing into love and grace, bringing into light the shadow. And recognizing the dance and the rhythm of the yin and yang. The darkness is not consistently darkness. It flows in and out, just like the light is not consistently light. It flows in and out. It's that rhythm of that dance, that flow of life that just keeps things circulating, keeps life alive, keeps life moving. And that is not in lieu of stillness. There's always stillness in movement. That's that pause in the breath. That's that transition space between the nervous system, between the nerve transmission. That's that transmission space between the lymphatic fluid and the blood. That's those transition spaces that give us that moment of reprieve where we can listen and receive and then go and flow with it. So beautiful. And in the head, I see like this, not even just a solar system, this whole universe. I see like these exploding stars. And it's like, these are all ideas being born and dying and being born and dying and being born and dying, and not one is worse than the other. It's just a cycle. And that is then being linked to the heart. And in the heart, I feel a heaviness. And this heaviness is this deep, deep sadness. And it comes through all layers of our being. And interesting enough, the first thing that showed up was elephants. Such a deep sadness at the atrocities that we commit. All in the name of superiority, because we think we're somehow in an elevated status above everything else. We've forgotten our connection. So, interesting enough, and I'm going into the throat now with the heart and with that sadness. It's like I feel like there has been so much devastation in our past because we have been so entangled in our own confused states of mind that it's like we have lashed out because on some level we say we're superior, but we so feel inferior. So we lash out in anger, but it's really from fear. But it's really from a misunderstanding because of a disconnect. Again, a disconnect. So it's created all of these traumas and dramas and wars and pain. And the earth, we're still messing with it climate-wise, but the earth is saying, I'm not your enemy. But I will balance. And just know that in the balancing, some of you may not like it. So it is important, what's being called on is for those of us who meet on these calls and these sessions and anything we do where we come together in groups of this kind, it's really calling us to create a sort of tipping point in the awakening process. That's what Sozo is talking about. We're at the tipping point of our awakening process. We are about to spill over to the other side, and we will wake up. And how we wake up will depend on how we choose to be, who we choose to remember, how we choose to live in love. So what I'm seeing here now is the sun and the moon coming together. Interesting. The sun and the moon. It's interesting how we do these. They're showing me the polarity and the duality of this dimension, and how all the dimensions are so thinly veiled between each other, and it's scaring most people. But it's really such a good thing. It's time for those veils to open up so that all of these dimensions can fully come together into the realization of what is real, what is true, what is whole and holy. I'm going to use the word holy, whole and holy, because that's it. It's about bringing the whole being together while allowing the diversity of the individual being. It's really beautiful. I see it so beautiful. And so, right now, I guess I'm doing a mudra. I don't even know. I'm holding my hand over my navel, palm up, and my thumb in a fist over my forehead. It's really calling the awareness down through the chakras, down through the crown, down through the central vessel of each one of us, down through our hearts and into our bodies to light up our bodies. And when I talked about the bodies earlier, and that's part of the dynamic with that, it's like our bodies are being newly informed to be the light bodies they were meant to be. And our whole concept of aging was the story that we made up. All of the stories that we made up. That we wanted to experience. And I don't understand the depth of all of that, why we wanted to experience that. I can't right now. They're saying don't try. Just know that we chose this. So it's like calling that awareness down into the body to wake up the cells, to wake up that God code that science is talking about now, that is literally in our cellular makeup. There's even a Bible verse. I still haven't found it, but I've been hearing about it. There's a Bible verse that I've been made aware of that says, the truth is written in your inner parts. And it really is talking about our inner being. And that is also part of our cellular code, part of our DNA, part of our makeup, part of our metabolism, part of the upgrades and downloads that we've been receiving all of these years. Saying, breathe freely, breathe fully, breathe lightly. And know that the end is near, but the end is really the beginning, and it has nothing to do with suffering and death, except for the end of suffering and death. Nice. So now just kind of scooping around the heart and above that hand that's at the belly, scooping this congestion out of these areas of all of us. And it actually goes from the navel up. And it's interesting, I'm having to scoop it from the navel up. But it feels like it's a block that we've all been receiving because we've been trying so hard to go up that we've stopped any flow from coming down. So just like a tree needs nourishment from the earth in its roots, and it will die if it doesn't get that but it still looks like the leaves are alive for a while, but it's really dying. That's kind of how many of us have been, and that's how it's been in the body, and that's what the body's been reflecting. So it's cleansing that energy to open up those pathways and that channel so that all the way down through the belly and the navel chakra is being cleared so that light can come down through the body and then come down through the pelvis and through the legs and through the feet and down into the earth. Wow. And trees are such beautiful beings because even though we have been misbehaving, cruel little children in terms of the way we interact with them, they're very forgiving. John says they're not, but I'm feeling them being forgiving. So they're being very forgiving. And they're saying, yes, now you know what it means to have roots, and you know what it means to feel connected, and you know what it means to recognize that what is done in one part of the world is felt throughout. What is done at one part of the universe is felt throughout. Just because you can't name it doesn't mean you're not aware of it. It just means you have repressed it, suppressed it, oppressed it, because you've been afraid of that connection. And it's time for you to lighten up and open up to that connection. This is bringing me into the spine of everyone, as the roots are being connected, as we are being connected into the web of this life and this time and space, we are being newly vitalized. It's like we're being plugged in. We unplugged ourselves. So we've been running around like short-circuiting wires, fritzing everywhere we go, trying to do something and fritzing out. And now we're plugging back in. And I'm hearing, make no mistake, you're not plugging into the matrix. You are not, you're no longer being a battery. You are now remembering the divine plan and the scope of your connection in this thing called life. Wow. I love it. It's like being able to hear and feel from the tiniest microscopic organism. To the blue whale or the giant redwoods. And interesting, when we look at the scope of life as the way we see it in that regard, we're not on the top in terms of size and significance. We're in that web. And that's beautiful. And I feel that heart area and the lungs kind of tapping open those lungs, because what I'm feeling is all that congestion is not just ill repercussions from our messing with climate and climate change and the barometric pressure. That's all of that. But it is grief. It is longstanding grief at our own ignorance and our own inability to be who we know we are to be and to pass that message along in a way where people can receive it. There's a lot of grief around that, a lot of grief around our history. And as many of you have heard me say over and over again, the time and space is changing. It is altering. It never is as we imagined it to be, but because of the way we imagined it to be, we have lived a brutal history. It is time for brutality to end. It is time for our history to end. It is time to quit the karmic loop, the law of sin, the law of survival, kill or be killed. How ridiculous is that? So it's to correct that. It's writing a new script in our DNA to awaken an awareness that is what was, but does not need to be anymore. And we, this sounds really corny, but this is what's coming through. We are the ones we've been waiting for. It's time we show up as we know we are. And that doesn't mean forcing our way through. It means being our way through. That means being who we are, respecting who we are without forcing that opinion on others, because where there is no resistance, there is free-flowing life and love. That doesn't mean the natural tensegrity or tension that is in the body and is in the growth of a sprout as it comes through the ground. That's a lot different than resistance. That's more perseverance. And words are different, just a differentiating aspect to help clarify that we have just simply misunderstood, and it's time we wake up to the realization that we have misunderstood. And instead of dwelling on the past, and instead of dwelling on what we haven't done or have done or what is past and what is no more, it's time to be what we know we are. And if we don't clearly remember who we are, that's okay. As long as we remember who we are in the moment, it just means come from that real, authentic space of responding with an open heart and mind and connected soul. And that doesn't mean being a pushover. That doesn't mean being sugary, fake nice. That's not real. That's not authentic. And it doesn't love doesn't always say, oh, of course you can do that to me. I will turn the other cheek. No. It says, you know what? I'm not going to hold a grudge, but that's not okay. Don't do it again. And that includes ourselves when we look in the mirror and we say, hey, I love you. You don't need to do that anymore. time to just relax into being. Now I'm going down into the pelvis. I get to the pelvis, it's really full. Everything just felt really full, but really full in a congested sort of way. So I get to the pelvis, it's like, ugh. There's kind of a sick feeling there. So, what do we do with this? Everybody just breathe into that. Breathe into your bellies. And it feels like there has been a blockage. Just like there was all this grief in the lungs, it feels like there's so much sadness in the pelvis because of this sense of struggle, sense of I don't have the strength anymore. Many people are feeling their physical body, I don't have the strength anymore. And so we want to connect the heart, open up the diaphragm, cleanse the emotions, and digest the past in a way that allows us to let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. That allows us to remember who we are in our power, in our true power, so we don't have to hold our breath anymore. So we don't have to bend our heads down and push our way through. And actually, that's showing me a birthing process. So it actually feels like as I bend my head down and try to push our way through, it's like many of us feel like we're still stuck in the birth canal. Oh, and the placenta's wrapped around our head. It's like, okay, it's time to get out of that. So it, okay, sorry guys, is an image of just like on the farm when a calf is going breech, reaching in to the universal uterus and turning everybody right side up. Or down, whichever it may be, and then asking for assistance and literally pulling everybody through the birth canal out of the sac. So for the first time ever, you take your true first breath. Wow. That's really nice. It's a beautiful mess. Everybody just spilling out into the middle of this cosmos, into the middle of this circle that we're in, into the middle of this sacred space that we're in. And then I see everybody walking out of these placenta sacs, getting up on your 2 feet. Actually, no. I see you going through the whole, what we call in Nia, the 5 stages, coming out of the placenta sac, forcing your way through, going through the creeping, crawling, squatting, standing, walking phases. And then as everybody walks out in your own direction, we remember our connection, we remember this birth, and we walk through this waterfall of light. And it cleanses everybody clean. Nice. Well. Cleanses everybody clean. So, as I said before, it is a true fresh start. But you don't need to learn how to creep and crawl and walk anymore. You did all that. You went through the muck and the mire. You're out of that birth canal now. You're out into the light of the world and into the light of your own life. And your physical bodies are being newly informed, newly enlightened, newly enlivened, lit up from the inside out. Not in a going through the fire sort of way. We've all been doing that, actually, in our own way. Lighting everybody up from the inside out in a way that just says, I'm here. I'm patting my legs and my body, and I am here. And it's so-so and Joey's, and actually all of us, and flapping our wings, because they are there too. And as I see everybody walk out into the light, there's an old song that goes through my head. Everything is beautiful in its own way. Everybody's beautiful. And everybody's whole, and everybody gets a do-over. But not a do-over like we continually get. It's a do-over like a new over. I love it. And I see this big giant ball of light just kind of shining down on everybody. Shining through, from, within everyone. And I hear, now is the time. And you have the space. Enjoy being. And always remember who you are. Everybody breathe with me. Mm-hmm. And feel free to come off mute. We are ready, willing, and being made able. Thank you. Anyone have anything they want to add?
Sozo and Joey are very content. So the process was just what they hoped for.
Nice. I could feel them the whole time. Thank you. Thank you, Sozo. Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie. This is great.
You're welcome.
My cats loved it, too. They're sitting beside me.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. It really felt very juicy for me and beautiful. So I hope you all feel that beauty as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Debbie. Helen.
Hey, Helen. I saw you there. Hi.
Yeah. Perfection. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is that Chris?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Thank you, Chris. Just wanted to make sure.
It is me.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome, and
yeah, at the end, Kelso let me know the session was over because he came up and laid right next to me.
Oh, good. Funny. I didn't even know he's been under the weather, so thank you, Kelso.
Yeah, he came up, laid down, and started purring, and that was about the time he said, okay, then come off of you.
Oh, nice.
How wonderful.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Good night and many blessings.
Good night. Blessings to you as well.
Good night, Debbie.
Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Debbie.
Bye, Chris.
Have a good week.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank your kittens as well.
Aw. Yeah, they're special.
Aw.
Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome, Deb.